Greetings, everyone. We've got a show for you. This is James Gillen with East City Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. It goes out to millions of people now. It's getting crazy. We're on X and Rumble and Telegram and VMO and East City Stargate TV. So it's really getting out there. And a lot of affiliates are coming on too as well. We have some sponsors through the As You Wish Talk Radio group there from New York, I guess, that are going to come out. So I'll be broadcasting in Fannie Willis world, you know. So anyway, you know, this is really big. It's something we've all been waiting to happen for a long time. And there are a few socially engineered, critical thinking, morally and integrally corrupt people, along with quite a few government officials that don't want you to hear this. And that is their greatest fear. But there are two major events unfolding as we speak. So the global elite, eugenicists, and pedophiles are being arrested worldwide. Their bunkers are being raided by the White Hats, and it's global. And there's nowhere to hide. So Trump's not waiting. He flipped the switch, and it's go time. So he's assembled a team of X-Men, powerful women too, taking the lead in what can only be explained as planetary liberation. And this is global. And is what we've been talking about for almost 40 years. It's in all my books. We talked about this event happening and now we're in it. So that's great. So we're being liberated from the psychotic tyranny of the fallen global elite, their depopulation agenda, and corrupt politicians and deep state henchmen. And it's a multidimensional event. It's like 5D chess, and the lizard people are scared, you know, because they're being called out. So anyway, there's so much more going on than we're told and than we're aware of. But this is like a 450,000-year draconian law suppression event that's finally coming to an end. That's how big this is. So it's really big. So many liberals are resorting to shaving their heads, abstaining from sex, and going as far as making videos on how to poison their Trump voting husbands. You know, of course, the videos on how to kill your Trump voting husbands are not banned from social media and meet their community standards. Go figure. Well, I got a few of those recently. Your video does not meet our community standard. And I don't know. I don't know what kind of a community they got going over there, but definitely not taking the high road on that one. Anyway, Facebook and YouTube are still banning our videos about UFOs, information about adverse side effects from the jabs, and solutions, along with some really good memes. So I believe the hammer is about to come down on censorship in favor of our freedom of speech guaranteed by the First Amendment. So I think Musk and RFK, will play a big role, along with Trump appointments to end the censorship. So that's going to come to an end. And that's going to be awesome when that comes to an end. Anyway, this attack on men is not just mental illness. It's premeditated murder supported and perpetuated by the Dems and the deceptive media, which should be held accountable. You know, just like calling Trump Hitler, you know, what's to be expected other than unstable MK altered people taking shots at him? You know, are we in end-time madness yet? You know, as Dan Bongino says, is it bad enough yet? You know, you might want to give the wounded liberals a wide berth until they come to terms with themselves, heal, and move on. You know, probably the only berth they'll ever give. But anyway, avoid these women at all costs if you're a heterosexual male, because you will be deemed toxic and a threat. And Lord knows I've heard that one. You know, heterosexual male is one of my pronouns, and that for some reason really pisses people off, you know, and I am what I am, period. You know, it's like I'm not making apologies for that. Too bad, you know. So anyway, I must exude it, because when I go to Portland or Seattle, I'm attacked by some very angry, large, multicolored haired women, you know, probably the same in San Francisco. And it's funny, the same thing happened in the UFO community after all the lies, competition, jealousy, backstabbing, and character assassinations, who they all consider themselves ambassadors of truth. I mean, it's like the UFO community went woke or something. It's really weird. Anyway, I'm good with God. The masters keep appearing, the light ships keep coming, yet these detractors, in their wounded, social engineered arrogance, think they're the better judge of character. Think about this. Why are we getting photos of masters appearing at the ranch? Why are we having these beautiful light ships and the beings contacting us, the inner earth? Are they a terrible judge of character? I don't think so. So anyway, I always ask, have any of these people in the UFO community risen to the occasion, or is the money, fame, and continuing with the controlled narrative more important? If you're authentic and step outside the controlled narrative, you'll never become a keynote speaker, because once you take the stage and speak the truth, a horde of narcissistic, arrogant shills, not to mention posers, will come after you. If you speak from the heart, God forbid you talk about the wisdom, love, joy, and compassion exuding from these beautiful beings, it's going to be your last venue. So, especially the women who have systematically been pushed out of the UFO community. They pull you aside when you go to them at these big events. Supposed usually at the International UFO Congress there, they'll pull you aside and they say, if you start talking about spiritual matters or the love or the higher frequency and things, we're going to pull you off the stage. And I go, okay, all right. First thing I did was talk about that. So that's just my nature. Sorry. I mean, that is my message. You're not going to censor it. So anyway, there's a lot of that has been going on, but now it's crashing. But it went from standing up for our God-given rights to socially engineered mob rule led by the morally impaired elite. And so basically, we're talking about liberals. I was once a libertarian, but that movement got hijacked and I jumped ahead of myself, but I'll read that again. It went from standing up for your God-given rights to socially engineered mob rule led by the morally impaired elite. So it's really imperative we understand how this is working out. It's socially engineered mob rule. That's what we just got out from under. So, and I have to admit, many of these women making their political statements, by shaving their heads and all these other things, were not that attractive or not very spiritual before they shaved their heads. So, anyway, I'm kind of surprised they even have a husband or sex. It might be, it might work with an alpha female and a feminized male, yet this will probably be followed by a Me Too movement for men. Teach their own, So anyway, a lot of people get upset when you talk about this, the elephant in the room, you talk about these things. And why, what's so bad about men being men and women being women, and whatever that is for them. I don't understand why that's such a threat. I have no problem if people want to do their thing, whatever that is, as long as you don't mess with the children, which to me is a real no-no. But now trying to force these ideals on everybody else and groom the children, that's the line. That's the line drawn for me. So anyway, hopefully all these people will catch a plane out of America before killing off their boyfriends and husbands and join the Diddy party and politicians, actors, and musicians fleeing the country. It would be interesting to see if they meet the superficial standards to be invited to these parties. I saw some photos of Robert De Niro hanging out with Harvey Weinstein and Diddy, calling Trump a bad man. I mean, this is the Democratic Party right now. It's their talking points. And it's whatever they accuse others of, they themselves have done or are doing. That's all you got to do. Whatever they say, just reverse it and you'll have a good idea about what's going on. So it seems quite a few other actors and musicians backing Kamala followed suit. It's like the campaign managers were saying, hey, where's that Diddy and Epstein list? We need some more billionaires, music, and movie star backers for Kamala. She has no message, no solutions, and she's crashing. So you could tell a lot of those people that backed her, some were paid millions to do it, and others you could tell they just didn't want to be there. And it's a career killer. So anyway, We didn't just dodge a bullet. We dodged a nuke by not electing Kamala. So, we pretty much dodged a Sodom and Gomorrah event if we would have let that keep going the same direction. And actually, I feel sad for a lot of liberals having meltdowns, except for the lamestream news anchors. They really deserve the karma of having all their lies and deceptions come home to roost. Rachel Maddow, I mean, Maddow, sorry, The View, CNN, MSNBC, Jimmy Kimmel, a few other so-called comedians, aka propagandists, they've all become unhinged and they've all plunged in ratings to an all-new low. They'll never recover from this. So I wonder if they saw the red wave map and figured out why the ratings are in the toilet. I mean, the majority of America is not on board with them. And so, again, bad for business, bad for ratings. Anyway, with Elon Musk buying X and now Fox News, with the awakening masses no longer listening, basically they're toast. The rumor has it in MSNBC is up for sale. And if anyone wants to buy a sinking ship, there it is. So, anyway, talk about woke going broke. Funeral services for the legacy media are coming soon. Our show is thriving with no commercials, getting out to millions. We could ever use a few donations because we have to get monetized on YouTube again after being taken down, which says we ne you know, they're saying now we need over $100 in donations as a prerequisite. So it should be a piece of cake. If there's a few of you out there that's got some extra frog skins, go over to YouTube and make a donation. I'm not sure if this show is going to go on YouTube because it's a real, I'm sure they'd be upset with this one. So might be the next show. We're waiting to see if free speech comes back to YouTube and what happens. But I know with Trump's dream team here, it's all that's going to come to an end. So here's a news flash. Trump was president 4 years ago, and the only thing that happened is we had a booming economy. There were no wars. We survived a bioweapon attack. He did not deport ethnic citizens or people of mixed marriages. He didn't deport anybody who's going through immigration, going through the proper channels. He's not a racist. And he survived to get at least two assassinations, probably more like a dozen. And never-ending lawfare, weaponized government, and aligned deceptive mainstream social media that socially engineered the liberals with false, slanderous, and hate-filled messages. So, this might bring peace to y'all, but your orange boogeyman is not real. It's a manufactured psyop. If there's any firsthand experience to base your opinion on, bring it, but there's none. Just false accusations, made-up stories, Russian collusion, disparaging remarks against our troops that never happened, psychotic women making up stories, all of which have been debunked, unless you're in an extremely biased New York court. Then, no matter what you say, you could just make a claim with no evidence, not even know when it happened, where it happened, and you'll still win. So anyway, I'm sure all that's going to be turned around. Almost everything has been turned around. It's just basically done. So there is no threat. You can all stop crying, living in fear. You can get on with your life, do something productive. Do something that brings you joy, makes you happy. Who knows? Maybe you can make some healthy friends and find a lover, because everything you're doing now is just, you're creating your reality. It's like there's a story about the rabbit. I love this story. The rabbit is running around doing its thing, and all of a sudden the eagle lands in the tree, and the eagle doesn't see it. And the rabbit goes, "Oh no, there's an eagle. There's an eagle. I'm going to die." Eagle still doesn't see it. Starts running around in circles, hitting the bushes, making it. There's an eagle. There's an eagle. The eagle's gonna get me. I'm gonna die. Eagle still doesn't see it. And then finally it starts screaming at the eagle. I know you're gonna eat me. I know you're gonna kill me. And finally the eagle sees it and goes down and takes care of business. The rabbit's dead. So that's kind of what you're doing. And most of these people don't care until you start accusing them of all kinds of things and projecting all kinds of nasty energy towards them. And eventually they say enough's enough. So you might want to listen to that story. It's an old Native American story, and it's as true today as it always has been. So I tell you, when we look back in history, Trump will be known as one of the greatest presidents that ever lived once the TDS programming ends. He's ending the wars before even taking office. His ex-men, women are going to put an end to the corruption, abuse of power, and take down America's socialist agenda. Flooding the country with illegal aliens unvetted, with 425,431 convicted criminals, 222,141 charged, some for multiple murders, rape, even terrorists, and giving them cash cards, food, housing, medical, and allowing them to vote was never a good idea. And the people kind of saw through that, as shown in this election. So, especially when veterans and all Americans are struggling to make ends meet, you ever hear of culture clash? It's like hide your ducks and cats, squirrels and raccoons need to take cover as well. So, anyway, if you're a furry critter, I guess you're going to be finally protected. I don't know. You're no longer in danger. So that's good for a vote as well. So anyway, it was never more appropriate to say, can I get a hallelujah for the Trump win? Because, that was just huge, huge. It's a total reset of this civilization and the world. It's not just America. It's going to be a total reset of the entire world, and not the New World Order reset that they're trying to do, the total global elite, the eugenicists and population control people. They're toast. They're done. So anyway, but wait, there's more. Christmas really did come early. The congressional hearings on UAPs, the new word for UFOs used by the controlled narrative, has just destroyed the cover-up. All the agencies involved in the cover-up, some using deadly force, have been exposed. So let me tell I'll go into that later, but they don't have any government oversight or government approval. They're operating illegally, no lawful authority. Boom. And here, I'll let you hear this straight from the horse's mouth. So let's go ahead and play that video. It's important.
We have a right to know what UAPs are, no matter what they are. However, we now have existing and former U.S. government officials who have told Congress that Arrow and the Pentagon have broken the law by not revealing a significant body of information about UAPs, including military intelligence databases that have evidence of their existence as physical craft. One of those individuals is a current or former U.S. government official acting as a UAP whistleblower. This person has written a report. This is the report that says the executive branch has been managing UAP NHI issues without congressional knowledge, oversight, or authorization for some time, quite possibly decades. Furthermore, these individuals have revealed the name of an active and highly secretive DoD Unacknowledged Special Access Program, or USAP. The source of that document told public, me, that the USAP is a strategic intelligence program that is part of the U.S. military family of long-standing, highly sensitive programs dealing with various aspects of the UAP problem. The new UAP whistleblower claims that the U.S. military and IC database includes videos and images taken using infrared, forward-looking infrared, full-motion video, and still photography. The report that was just shared with Congress says Immaculate Constellation serves as a central or parent USAP that consolidates observations of UAPs by both tasked and untasked collection platforms. Immaculate Constellation includes high-quality imagery intelligence and measurement and signature intelligence of UAPs, the whistleblower's report adds. The sources of this intelligence are a blend of directed and incidental collection capacities, capabilities, positioned in low Earth orbit, the upper atmosphere, as well as military and civilian aviation altitudes and maritime environments. The report to Congress details in detail various UAPs, including spheres, orbs, disks, saucers, ovals, triangles, boomerang, arrowhead, and irregular organic. The report describes various incidents found in the human intelligence databases. One involved orbs surrounding and forcing an F-22 out of its patrol area. In another incident, the crew of a Navy aircraft carrier watched a small orange-red sphere rapidly descend from a high altitude of 100 to 200 yards directly above the flight deck of the CVN, or aircraft carrier. And since my reporting on this Immaculate Constellation last month, another source came forward who told me that they saw a roughly 13-minute-long, high-definition, full-color video of a white orb UAP coming out of the ocean approximately 20 miles off the coast of Kuwait. It was filmed from a helicopter, Then halfway through the video, the person said the orb is joined by another orb that briefly comes into the frame from the left before rapidly moving again out of the frame. The person discovered the video on CIPR, the Secure Internet Protocol Router Network, which the DoD uses to transmit classified information. A leading UAP researcher who utilizes the Freedom of Information Act to find out what the government knows, John Greenwald, told me last year that the U.S. government had been increasingly denying his request for UAP information. He has been doing FOIA requests for 27 years and has an archive of 3 million pages. The government has for decades denied any interest in UFOs, he told me, but the documents that he has assembled show that behind the scenes, it was a completely different story. Contrary to the hopes of many advocates of transparency, the government has been restricting more information since the leak of three UAP videos in 2017. The DoD organization Arrow has been labeling many documents with a B7 exemption, which Greenwald says does not make any sense.
All right, having myself being shot at, run off the road, brake lines cut, lug nuts loosened with tires coming off on the highway, character assassinated, set up by Manchurian candidates, and having to deal with shills, posers, and 40 years under constant surveillance, you know, due to having fully documented contact, maybe this will all end. You know, you have no idea what we've gone through. And I don't consider myself a victim. It's what I came to do. It just comes with the territory. So, you know, maybe we'll finally be told the truth, you know. Maybe Marine One will land in the Skywatch field of dreams and the Trumps can see for themselves. I think Barron would love that, you know. Tell me that guy's not an ET. So anyway, one day we'll cover the Trump family's past lives and it'll shock most of you. Some of these off-worlders are very tall, if there's a hint. And there are spiritual connections with on a soul level with the whole group, you know, this X-Men group he's putting together. If you look at the higher connections, you're going to go, wow, you know, these are some really heavy multidimensional hitters taking power here. Some know it, some don't, you know, but good for them to know. Anyway, okay, reason this. Why is the disclosure movement still showing fuzzy tic tacs? Why are they still talking about Roswell? Was it real? Are UFOs real? Were there bodies? You know, why are they censoring people who are authentic, know who's on the ships, have undeniable evidence, people that know their name, their cultures, their past history on Earth, why they're here? You know, up to now, all you're seeing is the dark negative encounters with over 70-year-old stories, documentaries, and shows that only ask questions, never answering them. You know, I gave Ancient Aliens all this information, and all you see is my hand reaching for a camera. So how can that not be censorship, a controlled narrative, downright deception? Anyway, ufology has become a money-making carnival, a reptilian F-fest. Problem is the overlords are gone. The reptilians, Native Greys, the Orion Alliance, not to be confused with the Orion Council of Light, have all been defeated. Most have been removed. There might be a few deep down hidden in some underground structure, but anyway, their reinforcements were engaged before they reached the Earth and eliminated. So that happened twice. I mean, they had major reinforcements to come in and to reestablish their draconian law and rule. And they were taken out before they got here. That's when they had those lapses where there weren't a lot of ships. Anyway, did you know there's benevolent off-worlders millions, some billions of years ahead of us in evolution? They have anti-counter-gravity, fuelless energy, no more need for slave labor, strip mining for batteries, their environments are in order. They've conquered war, disease, and poverty. You know, yet all this has been withheld from humanity and the earth. Why? You know, is it the war and disease profiteers? Of course it is. Anyway, so those that want to keep you enslaved through dependency, you know, why would anyone block the cures for disease, cancer, the ability to regrow limbs, allow children to suffer and die when it could all be unnecessary? And do you have any idea how many people are blocking real contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders? I mean, it's amazing. The network that is engaged to stop this information from getting out. And now the lid is blown off and everybody's being exposed for who they are and what they've done. So this is going to continue at breakneck speed, by the way. So You think about how many people are willingly and in ignorance participating in the cover-up. Political, business, and religious institutions are all guilty, most in fear of being ridiculed. So, what would happen if war, disease, poverty ended, med beds and replicators went online, fuelless energy generators replaced batteries, anti-counter-gravity replaced tires, and spontaneous travel was an option? You know, we can't even wrap our heads around this, but this has been offered to us since the late 60s, even before that, the 50s, and it's been blocked, and it's finally all going to come out. Tesla knew about all this stuff. You know, he had a lot of technology was very similar. So there's so much more to the story. So much more available and waiting for us once we join the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. And that, my friends, is why, and that's what is to come, basically. You know, that's why all this chaos is unfolding. It's the end of tyranny, a whole new age. Some call it a great awakening, others ascension, driven by an unstoppable force beyond most people's comprehension. You know, it seems like God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the beautiful many ascended masters, spiritually and technologically advanced offworlders, even the inner earth folks have said enough, it's finished. And that's because, you know, that's exactly what's happening. So we need to rise to the occasion, adhere to universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, basically. This needs to be first and foremost in all we say and do. We need to end the division game. You know, get off the plantation. The beast is rapidly consuming itself. It's unsustainable. Those that serve the beast, their days are numbered too. You know, they're going to go down with the beast. So you've got to get back aligned with your soul and creator and start being a blessing to life. And, you know, be kind to each other and be kind to the planet, basically. So those serving the beast are on a downward spiral, and that's coming to an end. So anyway, it's time to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. That's the upward spiral spoken about in all the prophecies. It will endure and prosper. Watch the skies. The benevolent offworlders are here. Make your own contact. Never forget, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. There's still unseen negative influences operating in lower 4D. And as a precaution, always use discernment and do clearings. Clear your space. The clearing of unseen negative influence is on the website. It's in the five books I've written. And imagine if we're all doing these clearings as groups. You know, if families are getting together and clearing their space, you know, and clearing the planet, you know, what a quantum leap in evolution that would create. You know, we're the ground crew, and it's time to get busy. So there is one more thing we need to address. The same people that were involved in the cover-up and spreading disinformation are the same people competing for rebel. They're the same people competing for relevance and control of the new narrative. The same people that censored SETI for various reasons, jealousy, competition, being part of the controlled narrative with fame and money as first priority, have appeared on shows like Coast to Coast, other paranormal and UFO shows. You know, even Joe Rogan has had a few. And now they're trying to move on to influencing government officials. Their agenda is dark, focuses on the negative. Some are posers or MK Ultra assets, some are chips, you know. And while some are just ignorant of the big picture with an imbalanced view of the universe. And so we can't go back into that. It's all evil. It's all demonic. It's all dark. There is nothing absolute about anything. We can't make those statements because there's a greater force, a greater light force. There's very spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders coming to help us get through these times. And for those that are just focusing on the negative, and you know, it's got to come to an end, basically. So, you know, all you major talk show guys and people with podcasters and everything else, it's time to just say, hey, what about the other side of the coin? You know, if there's a dark side, there must be a light side. And is the light side prevailing now? Are they taking out the dark side? Yes, they are. Are they taking out their deep underground dumps? Yes, they are. Are they taking out their assets, their corrupt politicians and The global elite that have aligned with them, yes, they are. And anyway, we've got to start realizing there's two sides to the picture, and the light side is winning. And just stop this nonsense of everything is evil, everything's demonic. That's like a becoming a UFO zealot, going from a religious zealot to a UFO zealot. So no matter what, there's always two sides of the coin, and there's a gray area in between. So the other thing is, you can't use a college degree to be an expert, because the majority of business colleges and other colleges, they all suppress UFOs and technologies outside the box, especially if they conflict with their funders' profits. So if you have no firsthand experience, all you have is theories and assumptions, basically. And a lot of people have written papers on anti-gravity and counter-gravity and how it works and how you can build it and things like that. And they were failed. They were just flunked right out of the system. So, write a thing about, when I was in college, and that was, God, dating myself, it was in the 70s, basically. I wrote papers in psychology and physics and things like that, and these were way outside the box. And now they're true; they come out to be true now. But I was told by the professors, "Don't come back. Or I'm giving you an F. Don't come back and stop asking me questions." And I was asking them questions they couldn't answer, like in the psychology class. I wrote a paper about how past lives influence this life, and how a lot of people's fears and traumas don't make any sense. There's a deep fear of water. Some people have and fear of drowning, and they've been raised in the middle of the Gobi Desert. Where does that come from? There's people that can pick up a violin and just play it, or a piano, and they're tapping into past life memories, when they could, play a piano or violin or a guitar or whatever. So you see these people with all these abilities and knowledge. Some people remember their past lives, and they go to places and they go, "I've been here before." And they go, "I was right down this street," and they'll say their address, and boom, it's there. The house is there. And there's so much evidence around this. It's you can't deny it anymore. But anyway, I realized the standard curriculum, that were being taught by idiots. There were a couple professors I thought were outrageous who got fired. They were outside the box and they got fired. And I go, "Where's my teacher? Where's my creative writing teacher? I signed up for this class." "Oh, he's fired. He was too creative, I guess. I don't know." But anyway, going back to the that he said he, we've had fully documented for over 40 years of contact. We have ships in every size, shape, and color. We know who's on the ships, their appearances, their cultures, and why they're here. We have come exact, they come exactly when and where we say they would, with the cameras rolling. And so you also know about their ancient history on Earth, which has been a series of colonies that had to start over due to great wars and cataclysms. So we are the fifth, some say the sixth civilization of Earth. Earlier civilizations were much more spiritually and technologically advanced. They were boring glass-lined tunnels and building megalithic structures, some of them 600 million years old. So let's not settle for partial disclosure, more of the same, the fuzzy Tic Tacs, and okay, they are real, and that's about as far as they're going. It's time to rip off the Band-Aid and, do it Trump style. Time for the deception to end and the quantum leap in evolution to begin. End of the wars, the disease, the pollution, the poverty is a higher priority than the narcissistic fame and fortune and the controlled narrative programs. We have to stop falling for this crap. Think of the children walking out of the hospitals with a smile, veterans and accident victims getting their legs and arms back. We need an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent for contact. Unfortunately, those on the highest levels of ufology have not met that criteria. So let's not do what Einstein warned us about. It's the height of ignorance to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So Anyway, ufology has much to clean up, and as just the same as our political arena. So anyway, funny, I was referred to once as the Trump of ufology, and I'm not a political person, but I will call it out. I will say it as it is. I will call out the bullshit. And why am I doing it? I'm not doing it for the fame or the fortune or for one-upmanship. I'm doing it because I want to see this planet, get out from under the enslavement. I want to see the fuelless energy technologies coming forward, the anti-encounter gravity. I want to see the med beds come forward, the healing technologies. I want to see the children, laying down in one of these beds and getting up and full of energy and a big smile on their face and going out and playing. That's what drives me. I could give a shit about, the fame or the attention or, I totally love and accept myself, period. I don't need it outside of myself. I'm not trying to gain acceptance and approval from the masses. I could care less. I'd rather be doing what I'm doing right now, picking coffee, out in nature, having my alone time, having my time to go within. And so anyway, the self-mastery ambassador training classes and the book UFOs, The Origin of Man Religion, all this is a real eye-opener, and it's a foundation before entertaining the field of ufology. And so I'd highly recommend, going to the website and checking this out if you want to understand what's really going on. And don't settle for another 70 years of, okay, they are real, and but we don't know who they are, or fuzzy Tic Tacs or whatever else. I mean, they have so much. They have a football field full of parts from crashed ships, and they have clear footage of UFOs, every just like we do. Everything from physical to non-physical to energy ships to light ships, I'm sure they've gone through our website and grabbed everything we have on it. So, as well as having their own, so it's time to just say, look, we're not going to settle for this crap again. Come on, you guys need to buck up. You need to get a soul. You need to rise to the occasion. It's not about making the money and the multi-billion dollar conferences and all these other things. It's a massive industry. It's about turning this planet around. It's about saving the children. It's about helping those less fortunate. It's about putting an end to the war and the disease and the poverty. And that's really what this is all about. In our present administration coming into the picture here is all about that. And so you're going to see all this stuff come out anyway. So the war on disease profiteers, their days are coming to an end. Those who've been enslaving us through dependency, that's coming to an end. Get a replicator and it's game over. You don't have to go to Walmart. You just walk into your replicator and say, hey, I want these shoes. Push a button, boom, there they are. So can you imagine that? And they go, what about all the people that would be put out of work? Well, if you had a replicator, you wouldn't really have to work, would you? Everything you needed, was there. And you go, oh, well, what about the money? We have to have the money to buy the things, not with a replicator. So anyway, you got to think outside the box. So we haven't needed fuel for a very long time. We can take water and turn it into jet fuel, diesel, and gasoline. And we haven't even needed that, because we have free energy generators and they can run the cars. And we have anti-encounter gravity. So we also have the ability to instant bilocation. So all these technologies are here. And nobody's going to suffer if they come out. The only people that are going to be suffering are those who want to enslave the masses and have been enslaving the masses forever. And so anyway, that's the end of my rant. I really hope we can all do our own research, do your own prayer and meditations, do clearings, clear your own space. Don't settle for less. Put an end to this controlled narrative. And an end to the tyranny, the global tyranny that is coming to an end, and be a part of it, and be a blessing to life. and just stop all these insane rants and rages and victim roles and all this division games and everything. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help the planet. It doesn't help anybody. So there's no divisions in God. If you want to do the biblical thing, that's what Paul said. Basically said, when you're walking in love, you're walking with God. And so for these people to say this color or this color person or this culture or this other are disconnected from God and unholy is a myth. You can't disconnect from omnipresence. You can believe you're disconnected, but you're not, and you never were. So anyway, we have to get a new image of God as this totally unconditionally loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting force that's within each and every one of us that ultimately is love. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. It's the cosmic glue that holds everything together. It's the manifesting force behind all creation. It's actually the force behind protection, because when you can channel the love of God through your heart center into every situation, it's going to move. The biggest, ugliest, nasty reptilian, if you have that ability, they are going to bow down and back out. I've seen that happen over and over again. I've seen people with multiple entities on them and call on Yeshua or Babaji, and these entities hit the ground and they bow down and they back away and they get out of there. They get out fast. So we can call, on these higher beings, the ascended masters and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders for help, and we're getting a lot of help already. So all these levels are being cleaned up, and so we can get on with this quantum leap in evolution. And so we all got to do our parts. And again, don't settle. Don't settle for less. And don't settle for this controlled narrative. It's a new controlled narrative that's trying to take form. And what they're saying, okay, they are real, but they're evil. They're demons. And that's where they're trying to take this. Don't go there. There are demonic energies. There are negative ETs. Most of them have been removed. And there are much, much more benevolent ones that are here to help. And they're our ancestors, and they're returning. So we need to get over the fear and the program and all the social engineering that's gone on around this. And so anyway, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and close out. I don't have a lot more to say other than hallelujah. I mean, we are going forward. We're putting an end to this draconian law and this enslavement through dependency we've been dealing with for so long. It's all coming to an end, and we're going to be moving into a whole new world, a world of abundance, a world of brother sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, and universal peace. That's where we're going, and that's what these higher dimensional beings are bringing with them, because that is how they live. So anyway, again, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. So keep a open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times. And we're going to show you some footage. Recently, I just took some beautiful shots, some video and photographs of some of the ships here that just last night I filmed. And it looks like that Mr. What is it? Mr. MV333, stuff. It's the same thing, same ships. But anyway, we sent some of them to him as well. But anyway, we're gonna go ahead and play some ships, and on the way out, and you can see what's happening. And don't take my word for it. Go out and see for yourself. Get up at 5 in the morning and go out and look at the sky, especially on a dark moon. You're gonna see a lot of stuff up there flying around. And the same thing. If you want to see the ships, you got to do your time. You don't have to get up at 5. Just go out after dark and watch the skies. You'll see things. They seem to be really busy between 3 and 5, because that's when most people are asleep, and they're not going to interfere with their work. But anyway, again, enjoy the footage, and I'm really hoping that people will start asking the right questions at these congressional hearings. What about the benevolent ones? What about the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders that are here? Who are they? Why are they here? How can they help us take this quantum leap? How can they help us clean up the planet? Those are the questions we need to be asking. And so I think it's up to all of us to make sure those questions are answered. So on that note, have a great evening and we'll see you next Saturday. Good night.
Okay, this object is in the tree. Here's the airport. This is in the tree.
It's a UFO over there. The Nellis Air Force Base is following it. It's right there. You see it? They're following.
Can you see it?
Okay. Done it again.